Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Dear men, glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and I'm so appreciative of the time that you have afforded us to spend together today. Now, all I want us to simply do is read God's Word together. And I have found an article. I've been going through my library and online database as well. And this comes from the Voice of Truth International, a good little publication. It's still produced quarterly. They've been doing it since 1993 out of Mississippi. The Choate family is still doing that, involved with it. And this comes from one of their articles years ago, and it's by Albert Gardner, who was a preacher, lived in Kennett, Missouri at the time. And it's simply titled, Paul's Negative Teaching in Ephesians. And so I would invite you to take your New Testament and open to the book of Ephesians. I want us to look at the negative teachings of Paul in this book. And we'll get into that in just a second. I want to give you a chance to get over there. The book of Ephesians, if you will. I know we were just looking at Ephesians in our last study. This one's a different take on it. But if you want to list that last study or any of the previous ones, this is the 189th program of Reading the Word. And I'm appreciative of the time that you've afforded us, every program that has aired. But if you want to catch them online again, you can do so at readingtheword.net. R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio programs. This is program 189, Paul's Negative Teaching in Ephesians. As we get into it, let's just begin, shall we? I hope you're there where you can listen or maybe jot this down if you want to. We see the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians are doctrinal in nature. The last three chapters are concerned with a practical application of Christian duties. Though much of Paul's teaching is positive, he does deal a lot with the thou shalt not teaching. In fact, one implies the other. If you are told to work and make a living, it's implied then that you are not to steal. When you are told not to steal, it means you are to work and make a living by way of example. Those who resent and reject any form of negative teaching have been influenced more by appeal than by Paul. It is interesting to hear people say, don't do negative teaching. But yet I have 16 examples in the book of Ephesians where Paul did, and they really come from the last three chapters, 4, 5, and 6. Let's look at these. Ready? Some negative teaching in Ephesians. Number 1, chapter 4 and verse 14, he says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Number 1, he says, don't be children tossed to and fro. That means that we need to be grounded. You know, the Hebrew writer would say that we have an anchor, chapter 6 and verse 20, that keeps the soul. We also sing that song, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. We need to not be children that are just tossed to and fro. We need to go on to maturity and have an anchor. That's the first negative teaching. Let's continue onward, shall we? Chapter 4 and verse 17, just down two verses. He says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. Number 2, negative teaching of Paul in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17. Don't walk as other Gentiles in the vanity of their minds. He says, you have been called out of living a worldly life. So you may be a Gentile, but you don't have to act like the rest of them. You need to live a different life, dear friends, and that's what we have been called to, to live a different life in Christ. They are vain. Emptiness is vanity, uselessness even. He said, don't be like them. Let's stay in Ephesians chapter 4, shall we? We're looking at the negative teachings of Paul in the book of Ephesians. Chapter 4 and verse 25 is number 3. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Number 3, he says, don't lie. And what I love about this passage is he tells you how not to lie. He says, wherefore, putting away lying, how do you do that, Paul? You speak truth, every man with his neighbor. You speak the truth and lie not. I tell you, it's always easier to tell the truth, because then you don't have to remember what lie you told what person to keep your story going. But you just always tell the truth, you live a better life. Well, let's keep our story going, shall we? Number 4. Negative teachings of Paul, verse 26, he says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. He says, number 4, don't sin in anger. He says, you can be angry, but don't sin. Be angry and sin not. We oftentimes act out irrationally and when we are irritated, but we need to be careful not to do so. That's number 4. Let's go ahead and look at number 5. Stay in the passage, chapter 4, verse 27. He says, neither give place to the devil. Well, that's negative. Don't give place to the devil. Don't even carve out a little place in your life for him to live. Those are the first 5 negative teachings of Paul in Ephesians. We need to take a quick break. Brother Jim Dearman is going to invite you to the services at the Arlington Church of Christ. We'll be back after this break and continue reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you back with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and we're looking at the negative teaching of Paul in the book of Ephesians. And we'd love for you to study with us if you have a chance. If you want to listen again online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program. This is program 189. Let's look at number 6 of the negative teachings of Paul in the book of Ephesians, and that's chapter 4 and verse 28. He says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Number 6, Paul says, don't steal. Now, we use that as an example getting into this lesson. That means we need to go out and work. He says, don't steal. Keep going here. Verse 29, number 7, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. He says, number 7, don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Only speak good things. Don't be cursing. Don't be using derogatory terms and phrases, but instead build people up. That's a negative teaching. Don't let corrupt communication proceed. Keep going. Verse 30, number 8, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. He says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Or live your life where God, Jesus, and the Spirit are not ashamed of you. Let's keep going. Close out the chapter. Verse 31, this would be number 9. He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with malice. What is this negative teaching, you ask? Don't be bitter, angry, speak evil, or be malicious. These are attributes that are not becoming to the Christian. And if you have these in your life, dear friends, let me encourage you to work on removing them and putting more of the Lord in. We're looking at the negative teachings of Paul in Ephesians, and we leave chapter 4, and now we come to chapter 5, and this would be number 10. That's chapter 5 and verse 3. He says, but fornication, all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. He says, number 10, don't be a fornicator, don't be unclean, and don't be covetous. Once again, he's talking about things that are not becoming to the Christian. But keep going here. Number 11, chapter 5, verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, he says, which is not convenient, but rather for the giving of thanks. So, number 11, don't be filthy, don't talk foolishly, and don't jest. Let's look at chapter 5, verse 7. This will be number 12. He says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. And he's just talked about children of disobedience. So we learn number 12 to don't partake in evil. Chapter 5, verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. He says, don't, number 13, have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. I don't need to be hanging around wickedness in places that I know wickedness is about to take place. Keep going. Chapter 5 and verse number 17. This is 14. Our 14th point here in Paul's negative teaching in Ephesians. He says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. He says, don't be unwise. Well, the only way to not be unwise, dear friends, is to study God's word so you can know what is truth. Let's look here at number 15. Now, there are only 16 negative teachings, so we're almost done. Chapter number 5 and verse 18, Paul says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He says to don't get drunk. How's the easiest way to not get drunk? To not consume in the first place. And you know, if we go back to number 13 from chapter 5, verse 11, where we're not to have fellowship on fruitful works of darkness, and if we're not partaking with the evil, chapter 5, verse 7, if we're not even around the places where those things take place, it's a whole lot easier, dear friend. Let's look at our final negative teaching in the book of Ephesians. It's the only one from chapter 6 and verse number 6. Paul says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. He says, don't be men pleasing servants. You know, Peter says, should we obey God or men? We ought to obey God rather than men. So don't be men-pleasing servants. There's 16 examples from the last three chapters of the book of Ephesians on negative teaching. People say, don't speak anything negative. Well, in doing so, you're admonishing those who are living on the positive, dear friends. And I hope these negative teachings in the book of Ephesians will be beneficial to you. Don't be children. Tossed to and fro, don't walk as the Gentiles, don't lie, don't sin in anger, don't give place to the devil, don't steal, don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, don't be bitter, angry, speak evil, be malicious, don't be a fornicator, don't be filthy, don't partake with the evil, don't have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, don't be unwise, don't get drunk, and don't be men-pleasing servants. I thank you for the time you have spent with us today, and I hope we can do this again sometime in the future. The online archive, readingtheword.net, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never a charge to you. READING, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio programs. I appreciate you spending some time with us today. We look forward to the next afforded opportunity, if the good Lord wills. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to pray. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.